you're running a great company, and now you're having your livelihood destroyed because I can't get somebody to answer the phone at the DOT in that one department? That's not acceptable.
In 1993, a Chinese immigrant named Pei Lin Liang was working as a delivery van driver for a noodle factory in New York City when he had an idea to run a local van service for garment workers between Chinatown in Brooklyn and Chinatown in Manhattan.
I discovered I have a lot of business, so I set up the company for transport vans.
4 years later, Liang extended his service all the way to Boston's Chinatown. Business exploded.
The word of the mouth.
So Liang purchased a handful of full-size motor coaches, and Fenghua became the very first Chinatown bus company, picking up and dropping off passengers right off the street curb. Other Chinese immigrants imitated Liang. Older bus companies like Peter Pan and Greyhound, which were losing their customers to the Chinatown operators, launched their own imitation curbside bus companies. Thanks to Pei Lin Liang, curbside busing is now the fastest growing mode of intercity travel in the United States. A year and a half ago, Fenghua was forced to stop operating its buses by the Federal Department of Transportation, and today the company is on the verge of ruin. Liang, who once sat on top of a mini busing empire, has taken out a second mortgage on his home, and now spends his days teaching music lessons to help pay his bills. He's consumed by one goal.
Get better license.
Drew Carey is a New York City-based attorney who represents many bus operators who are in the exact same predicament.
What happened was, because of concerns, and maybe legitimate concerns, about, first of all, the increase in bus traffic in this country, which actually is laudable because buses are so safe, so much safer than passenger cars. But because the bus industry was growing by leaps and bounds, and so then you were seeing more accidents and hearing about them in the media, so that there was an increase in oversight of these bus companies.
Carey doesn't object to safety enforcement, but to the way it's been carried out. After the Federal Department of Transportation forces her clients to stop running their buses, the agency keeps them in an open-ended holding pattern as it deliberates over their fate.
The problem is, once you get in trouble with them, they don't have time frames. People can't keep operating without any profit for endless, endless months without any reprieve.
The closing of Fenghua was a complete miscarriage of justice in the first place. As Reason reported last year, the government botched its safety inspection, and Fenghua's buses were perfectly safe to operate when the Department of Transportation forced them off the road last year. But an even greater injustice is what's happened in the year and a half since. After Fenghua was closed, Liang threw himself into saving his company. Over the next few months, he spent about $400,000 overhauling his fleet, retraining his drivers, hiring a full-time safety manager, and paying a consultant to make sure that all his internal paperwork complied with federal regulations. Liang showed the agency all of his new initiatives, and the Department of Transportation upgraded Fenghua from an unsatisfactory to a conditional safety rating. At that point, Fenghua had been off the road for about 5 months.
So these are big changes, and you've shown those changes to the Department of Transportation, and now you're good to go, or so you thought.
Liang had one more thing left to do to get his operating authority back. Fill out an application and mail it to the Department of Transportation in Washington so that the agency's staff could decide whether they were confident that he would abide by the rules in the future. He sent in that form on July 31st, 2013.
And then you wait. And there is nothing in the statutes, the federal regs, there's nothing that says how long they're going to take.
Lawyer Drew Carey has several clients who've waited longer than 6 months for the Department of Transportation to consider their applications.
I call counsel and I get someone who knows nothing about my case, my particular client's case, other than to, it sounded like we were on the phone, that she was maybe looking them up. And then she was able, after many minutes of talking to her, to say that we were number six. And I said, what does number six mean? And she said, I can just only tell you that you are number six. And I said, well, where did I used to be? She couldn't tell me that. And I said, and how long does 1 through 5 take? Couldn't tell me that.
Like all bus operators waiting to hear from the Department of Transportation, Liang had to keep paying rent on his offices, interest on his loans, the insurance on his buses, the salaries of his course staff, and his lawyer's fees.
Total, how much have you spent in the year and a half since you were shut down?
Three million.
Time periods are what give you fairness in law. You're having your livelihood destroyed because I can't get somebody to answer the phone at the DOT in that one department? That's not acceptable.
6 months after submitting his application and nearly 11 months after he was shut down, Liang finally got a response from the Department of Transportation. His application to start operating again was denied. But the agency didn't give any explanation as to why all of the new safety measures put in place by Feng Hua weren't sufficient. So Liang's attorney filed an appeal. Another 6 months passed. Last week, the Department of Transportation finally responded. A full year and a half after Feng Hua was forced off the road, the agency is now asking the company to submit more written evidence that it's equipped to operate a safe bus service. In response to our inquiries, a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation defended the pace of its safety reviews, stating, "We have a responsibility to ensure that bus companies are fully willing and capable of abiding by federal safety standards before allowing them to resume operations."
Everybody upset the family, upset. And some of my fear is the anger. The whole now, what happened there? They closed. The company is a good company. What happened?
I believe Feng Hua will absolutely be back in business if Mr. Liang has the financial wherewithal to hold on. That's the question. Do I believe the agency will eventually approve them? I do. Because you know why? It's the fair thing. It's the right thing to do. They've done everything that they were asked to do and more.